Funding for Science Friday comes in part from the Research Corporation for Science Advancement, a foundation dedicated to science since 1912.
You're listening to Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Normally, we have Flora Lichtman and her video pick of the week later in the program, but she's here now because of a special... Well, you tell them, Flora.
It's a perfect segue between the two segments. We brought one video out of the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Because it relates directly to the skin bacteria that we were just hearing about. So if you want to see some of the bacteria that's found on the forearm, a researcher actually did this a couple years ago and mapped just this little tiny swab on the forearm, mm-hmm. and found just a tremendous number.
And all those fungi that are living there, too.
Yes, and all those fungi, that's right, that you alluded to.
And we have that on the Sci-Fi, on our video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com. It's an older one.
Right.
From our vault, yes, so to speak. But today you have a new one.
Yes. Yeah, so this year is a special anniversary. It's a big anniversary of the invention of the telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, I think a lot of people think of the telescope, when they think of it, they think of one name,
right,
with its invention. And mm-hmm. we actually went to the streets of New York, and this is what we heard.
Galileo did.
Galileo.
Galileo?
Well, Galileo is the one I think of. I don't know.
I'll go with Galileo.
So I'm going to have to say Galileo. Final answer.
So most people thought, we said, who invented the telescope? And
right.
Most people thought Galileo.
Mm-hmm. And your video pick of the week, though, explores that, right?
Right.
You show a little bit of those folks in New York?
Right. So we took to the streets to celebrate this anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and find out what people really knew about the history of the telescope.
Mm-hmm. And so if you go to our sciencefriday.com website, you'll see the survey of you can actually take the test. Who you think? You're given four choices. Who you think invented it? There's one obviously wrong choice on there.
It's not Ira Flatow, who is on the list.
But somebody did guess my name on there. So.
Yes, some girls from Altoona High in Pennsylvania thought Flatow was, you know, yeah. a good guess.
Yeah, well, it's not a good one. Okay. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
And that's a sci-fi pick of the video pick of the week, Flora Lichtman's video up there on sciencefriday.com.